Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Zayin. So far Eliyahu has been fed miraculously or unnaturally by ravens. Then he has caused food to come into existence from an inexhaustible jug and an inexhaustible bottle of flour and oil. And now Vayehi Achar Hadvarim Hoila, and Vayehi always portends tragedy, as you've probably heard me say many times already. So it was after these matters happened, Cholav ben Hoisha ba'alas haboyes, the son of the woman who was the owner of the house, the widow woman with whom Eliyahu had found sustenance, became ill. Now again, this is the kind of thing that happens as a result of famine. Disease begins to spread. Innocent people are going to die of hunger. Now, Eliyahu is a good person. He will eventually daven for mercy for them. But it seems like he needs an object lesson first. Vayihi chalyo chazak ma'od, and his illness became very strong. The fever got high. Ad asher lo nosura bo neshama. Until he had no life, no breath remaining in him. And the woman is understandably distraught. Yilches v'tomer el Eliyahu ma'liv aloch ishu alokim. What is there between you and I, O man of God? What did I do to you wrong? Basa elai lahazkir asaboni. Have you come to me to remember my sin? Ulhamis esbini. And kill my son? Now, what sin had she possibly committed? So she thought perhaps it has to do with Eliyahu, say some of the Mefarshim. She thought maybe she hadn't done Hachnasas Archim properly. Maybe his presence had left her with a special mission that she was supposed to accomplish. Maybe she had done it badly. Or some say this about living in an apartment or a dira with the Sefer Torah in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges more harshly people who have Kedusha in their midst and says, are you worthy of it? That's one of the arguments about Rabbanim. This is nobody in particular, but about Rabbanim having apartments above a shul is that it brings a little judgment there sometimes that one does not expect. Are you worthy to have that in your midst? We see that very specifically in Sefer Shmuel when the Aron was there, and Peretz Uzzah, and Peretz died, and it went to people's houses, and nobody wanted the Aron in their house, except Obed Edom Hagiti, who was blessed tremendously by it. But other people were fearing that they weren't worthy, even David HaMelech. She also might be worried. Maybe her own piety might seem insignificant compared to Eliyahu HaNavi living there with her. She was originally the most righteous person in the city, but maybe her minor averos, maybe they appear very serious right now. That's one of the reasons after Sodom was destroyed, the man always brings down, that Lot refused to go back and live with Avraham, because it would make whatever his zechusim were seem small compared to Avraham. Now, we don't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge one person versus another person to the point where he makes the person with the lesser zechusim seem worse. But nevertheless, there's a fear, certainly on the parts of individual people, that they can't live up to these new high standards. So her son is dying, and she goes to the Navi and says, you going to do something about this? So Yates Vayomer Eleha, so Eliyahu HaNavi said to the woman, Tinin li es beneich, give me your son. Notice he doesn't say na, he doesn't say please give me your son. He speaks a little roughly, but it could be that this is a just a speed is of the essence. So give him to me. But some say that he is going to say in a minute the word also, and he's going to compare this woman to Chiel. Chiel's sons died because of his wickedness rebuilding Yericho. And Eliyahu is going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this woman who did me nothing but kindness, people are going to compare her to him. That would be terrible. But some say also he is comparing her to the rest of the Jewish people. People die in drought. But don't these people who saved me and helped me deserve to live? And so he took the boy from her lap. Vayalehu el ha'aliyah. Asher hu yoshev sham. And he brought the boy up to the attic where he was living there, vayashkivehu al mitaso. And he lay him out on his own bed. So, a crisis now. The word of God has been spoken through Eliyahu several times. But now things have gone wrong. Despite her hospitality, her son has died. She comes accusing, and he does not argue with the accusation. But he's going to take the child and appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But she is going to then react positively. Obviously, she's happy to have her son back, but also that she feels bad for having doubted him. Because now I know, she's going to say later, that you are truly an Ishuel Okim. So, one take on this is that when he hid by Nahar Kiris, hid away with an explicit command to do so, he was subordinating his personal life to the demands of his mission. In Tsarfas now, he is being called upon to be more active. He's now among people again. So he brings again a divine command and tells her, give me food first and then you take, and I promise you HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do right by you. But now he's the target of a bitter complaint. She is upset about his death. And now he's got to act even more. He's got to take a direct hand and do something. And we'll see that the very first thing he will do, of course, being Eliyahu HaNavi, is he is going to appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.